The Second Book of Chronicles, Chapter 1. Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every prince in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. So Solomon and all the assembly with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tent of meeting of God, which Moses the servant of the Lord had made in the wilderness. But David had brought the ark of God up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place that David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezalel the son of Uri the son of Hur had made was there before the tent of the Lord, and Solomon and the assembly sought to it. Solomon went up there to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tent of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. In that night did God appear to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said to God, "You have shown great loving kindness to David my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this your people that is so great?" God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of those who hate you, neither yet have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like." So Solomon came from the high place that was at Gibeon, from before the tent of meeting to Jerusalem, and he reigned over Israel. Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen that he placed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland for abundance. The horses which Solomon had were brought out of Egypt and from Cush. The king's merchants purchased them from Cush. They brought up and brought out of Egypt a chariot for 600 pieces of silver, and a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means.